do you like? Movie podcast hosted by inebriated people. That's Kai with the cracking voice and Heather's touched by evil. One thinks he's Spider-Man, the other is a ninja. It's the Man I Love Film podcast, it's the MILFcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to MILFcast. This is the Man I Love Films podcast where we don't do movie reviews. Nope, it's a place where people like films get together and deal with that shit. I am your host, Kai. Joining me, as always, the incomparable, incomparable, I don't know how to pronounce that word, Heather Baxendale. Say hello, Heather.
Hi, Kai.
I missed you, my
that
dear.
Rhymes. I missed you. It was long holidays without you.
Yeah, it was fun, and it was kind of sad. I want to say at the start of the show, we just lost Carrie Fisher, and my heart is broken, and she will always be missed. So I'm throwing that out into the ether as if it hasn't been said enough. And what did she want written on her tombstone? She died drowning in the moonlight, strangled by her own bra.
I like that.
Let's go with that. That's really sweet. Anyway, Heather, typically right now we would do a moment with you, but we're not going to do that today. You know why?
Because it's the Tournament of Champions and I'm actually here.
Yes, for once. That's great. Yes, once a year we do a Tournament of Champions. So if you've never listened to the show before, please don't judge us based on this. It's going to be a train wreck. Go back and listen to one of our older episodes, preferably with one of the people on the show today. And we have several people on the show today. What this is at the end of every show, we play the game. And we keep scores on the game throughout the year. And then once a year in January, we have a Tournament of Champions where we bring back the five highest scores to compete to see who is the king of 2016 in this case, maybe even 2013. We'll get into that in a little while. But so it's time to meet our competitors, and I've assigned Heather some duties today, and I'm very terrified about how this is going to go, but we're going to try it anyway.
Yeah, I know. I bought my poopery just in case.
So, Heather, we have the top five scorers of the game on the show today, so let's go ahead. Let's meet them individually. Kick it off. Who is our first contestant?
Tied for fourth place with 17 points, and his new album, Gnarly, available, which is Dead Sexy Mofos. It's Scott Knopf.
Say what's going on, guys?
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
It's good to have you back on the show, man. Congratulations, and thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
We're very excited.
Let's see who our next contestant is, Heather.
Our next contestant is also has 17 points, and you might know him as the Mind Rape Guy or Jason Soto. You can find Soto at Cinegamer, which is badass. It meshes board games and film. Two of my favorite things.
Say hello, Jason.
What's up, everybody?
It's nice to have you on our yearly Halloween guest joining us once again. We love having you on the show. All right, who is
I
our...
I love coming on.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead, Heather. Give us our next one.
In third place with 18 points is DJ Valentine from Simplistic Reviews, which I was lucky enough to sort of guest on.
I'm a man with nothing to lose. With Martin Lawrence and Tim Robbins and John C. McGinley available now on Blu-ray and DVD at Sam Goody.
I love DJ. I swear to God. I did not know DJ, and Heather said, hey, there's this guy DJ. We need to have him on the show. And that goes to one of two ways. We had one guest that Heather tried to bring on where we didn't even record a show because it was a disaster. DJ is the exact opposite of that. So
I swore a blood oath to Heather Baxendale about 5 years ago. So, you know, I kind of owe her.
Hey, can I ask one question real quick? Real quick, DJ, how is the Jeff Goldblum coming along?
Jake Cluett is also here, and he wouldn't want me to step on his toes with Jurassic Park, but if maybe he has a Goldblum of by himself. I'm not sure. Maybe.
So it's coming along well. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I'm still trying.
All right, well, he's already alluded to this, but Heather, please introduce our next contestant.
Our next contestant, tied with DJ, also fighting for the best Goldblum impression, apparently, is Jay Cluett, who is also the host of the Lambcast and has been waiting for 3 years to play this game today.
Well, I haven't got a I don't have a Goldblum impression. I don't know what DJ's talking about. I cannot do Jeff Goldblum. I'm going to try. But yeah, I need... You missed something from the intro, which is I'm the longest holding of the top of the leaderboard.
Yes,
I held that place for 3.5 years or something. 3.5 years?
No, not quite that long. Something like 2.5. I don't know. Heather and I took a little hiatus on the show, and Jay's score actually stood from 2013 when he appeared on the show. So that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
So
I'm so happy it stayed. I was just waiting for you to come back just for this show. I've been living for this show.
That's the whole 3 years. We did it, man. That's the only reason why.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give him also, a purpose. Give him a purpose, for Christ's sake.
After today, I have nothing to live for. Nothing is going to keep me going.
All right, now, let's. While Jay did very well and DJ did very well, let's meet our top scorer. He's a bit of a trivia idiot savant. I'll let Heather do the duties.
He has 19 points, which I didn't even think was possible unless I made up the movies and was drinking a lot. But 19 points, that means he got at least one with 7 and two with 6 points. Almost the perfect score is Chris Tansky, who I think everybody else is afraid of. You can find some of Chris's cool shit at FrightRags.com. Chris?
Hello. Don't be scared. You don't need to be scared.
And we should say, Chris works at Fright Rags. Chris does not post his shit at Fright Rags. Let's clarify.
Wait a minute.
Okay, you know what? I got through the introductions without fucking it up. Too bad. So there.
Post t-shirts from Fright Rags.
There we go. Yes. I heard Scott saying something. What's up, Scott?
I just discovered Fright Rags like a month ago and bought so many shirts. That is the best website ever. I got this like old Karate Kid one.
Yes.
I got People Under the Stairs. I got, oh my God. I'm literally on Fright Rags right now. Looking at the new Motel Hell stuff. Like, you guys, seriously, that is the best site.
Well,
thank you. Appreciate it.
There's a glowing endorsement. Now you have to go get your boss to buy his CD in bulk.
Okay.
Yes.
It's only fair. All right, so how this works, you guys. Now, this is the Tournament of Champions for the games. And what we started implementing kind of before we went on hiatus and the last few times we did this is we're going to do it a little bit like the NCAA tournament bracket style. So the top seed plays the worst seed, middle seeds compete to go on to the finals. However, we did introduce the NCAA men's basketball rule, which is there are two teams competing for the last spot. So we actually bring the 5 top scorers, and the last two compete for the final spot on the show. So in this case, we had a tie for 4th with Scott and Jason Soto. So you guys are going to be competing for the wild card round. And the good news is the wild card round winner has gone on to win this thing outright, I think, several times. So it's actually not a bad spot to be in. The bad news is I've come up with an entirely different game for this round only. Okay, so Heather doesn't even know this. So I'm calling this...
I don't usually know what's going on anyway. It's fine.
I'm calling this game tentatively Chronological Disorder. Okay?
That sounds like my brain.
Yeah. That's the truth.
I love you.
We'll just wait for Heather then, I guess.
Okay. Oh, am I supposed to do something
No,
now?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Sing. Sing for us.
Do not sing. There's no singing.
La, 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 la.
God, you got her started.
Nice.
I want to hear a rap.
Ooh. No, you don't.
Wait. I want to hear that too. Ready, Heather?
No.
Someone laid on a beat.
Heather Baxendale will be performing a rendition of...
Oh, now she shuts up. Thank you. Finally.
We can't freestyle on here.
So like I was saying, this first round is going to be between Jason and Soto. So you gentlemen, step to the mic. You two are up first. This is how it's going to go. We're going to go back and forth. Now, Jason, since you got your score before Scott did, I'm going to let you go first in this game, okay? At least
Alrighty.
For the first round. The loser of the first round will go first in the next round. We're playing 3 rounds of this. First one to get 2 rounds wins outright. So if we do 2 and somebody wins both, the game's over, the other person's eliminated. What this is Chronological Disorder. I have chosen 3... Hollywood celebrities. I am going to give you an early film in their career. Okay. Now I need you to give me a credit, a film credit, not a TV credit, not any other kind of credit, film credit that came after that. Okay. Now to avoid the temptation to just say the last movie that the person did, it must be a film that falls within 5 years of the film that your opponent named.
That's really hard, guy.
Okay, if you
this is math.
If
this
you
is
go,
math.
I'm scolding you.
If you go outside that 5 years, you lose. If you cannot name a film, you lose. Now, when we do, if we do, get to the last film that an actor did in cinemas, I will give the other person an attempt to pick a film within the next 5 years that is either in production or that the actor is attached to. So we will go as far as we can. Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
I'm so happy I'm not playing this game.
Jason, are you ready?
You lost me in 5 years.
Sure, after. Let's see how this goes.
Okay, so the first actor I'm going to give you guys is Tom Hanks. And the first film, his earliest film I could find that I want to, the one I want to start with, is Splash from 1984. So Jason, give me a film that falls within the next 5 years of Tom Hanks' career after Splash.
Big.
Big came out in 1988. That is correct. Now, Scott.
The Man with One Red Shoe.
Oh, I got to find it. I got to find it.
85.
Wait, you went backwards, I think. What was Big and The Man? I'm sorry, Scott. That was a 1985 film.
Ah.
I get it. It's tricky, Kai.
So the point goes to Jason Soto. All right.
Okay. She's in mother mode.
I'm sorry. I was moving up the list.
Hi.
She's not.
Hi.
Okay. Our next celebrity, Scott, you're going to go first on this one, okay?
Okay.
We're going to do Steven Spielberg, and the first film I'm going to give you is The Sugarland Express from 1974. Give me a film that comes within the next 5 years for Steven Spielberg's directing career.
Directing career, Sugarland Express, within 5 years. I would be so mad if this came before, but what about Duel?
I'm sorry, Scott. That was a 1971 TV movie.
TV movie, yeah.
Jason, can you name a film that came after Sugarland Express?
I will just say Jaws and hope that's right.
That is correct. So Jason has eliminated Scott.
Because God damn it. Well, it was good seeing you guys.
Mic drop.
Oh, my God. I put way more work into that round than I had to, apparently.
It was good.
That was like the most confusing I've ever.
Like getting into the CIA. I feel like...
Hey,
I feel like all the black
I now understand
on 8
why
Mile.
You didn't explain it to me.
Wait, what is Scott?
I still don't get the game you guys are all playing, and I've been doing it for years.
What did Scott just say about?
I said I feel like all the black rappers on 8 Mile.
You're Mekhi Phifer.
I'm going home early.
All right, Scott, you're welcome to stay with us for the rest of the show. Do me a favor right now. Since you've been eliminated, tell everyone, plug all your shit, because you're doing a lot of fun stuff right now. So please tell everyone where they can get the album and all your the stuff you're doing on Facebook and all that.
Yeah, so I rap as Rhyme Time, and I've got an album out called Gnarly, and you can get it on Spotify, Apple, Google Music, all that stuff, iTunes. And yeah, I got some music videos coming out, got a new list of or new series of music videos coming out where I do the plots of movies. So we just did Home Alone. We've got a new one dropping on Monday. And follow Rhyme Time Television on Facebook. You'll be all set.
The Home Alone one was great. What is the next one? And did you take my Roadhouse suggestion?
Roadhouse is coming. We're working on it. And the next one is Back to the Future.
Okay. You guys have got to check it out. It's fucking hilarious. It's like he raps basically the whole movie in like a few minutes. And it's fantastic and hilarious. So thank you. Sorry, Scott. But please hang out with us, okay?
Will do.
Okay. Now, we're going to go to our number two and our number three competitors for this next one. So we got DJ Valentine and Jay Kluet. Please step to the plate. And now it's time to officially play the game. So I'm going to put the music in right here.
The game, don't blow it, the game.
Okay, so DJ and Jay, this is just like, we're going to run this just like the normal game. The normal game works like this. I have a film for you, and for each film I have 7 clues that include the year and genre, actors in the film, director, tagline. If you were to guess, based on the hint I give you, the first one, I would give you 7 points. The second clue would be 6 points, so on down. Basically, what I have is I have 5 films for each of you. These are Tournament of Champion rules, okay? So we will go until one person is mathematically eliminated. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So
I'm terrified right now. I'm so nervous.
Oh, we have.
I'm playing my network boss right now, so even if I win, I'm fired.
Heather, we didn't tell everyone what they're playing for. You want to let them know?
I do. It's really exciting. It's a prize. It's a present. I don't know what it is, actually. I hope
it involves international shipping.
We get to babysit Heather's child.
Oh. I wouldn't.
No, it's Heather's child. You get Heather's child. She has to.
You just have to put
air holes in the box.
Yeah, his head will spin and he talks a lot. There you go.
Heather, tell them what they're playing for.
It's a box full of goodies that will be sent to the winner whenever Kai feels like it.
Now, what about the loser? What about the first loser?
Just a box full of shame.
A box full
of
hell.
And an aspiring rapping career, so shut the fuck up. What the fuck? Scott, you don't get enough attention with those crowds of screaming fans?
It's true. Sometimes I surf on them. They physically hold up my body.
Those aren't pillows.
He is atrophied in his legs because he only crowd surfs now to get around.
That's how I get around.
All right, and that's what happens when you have seven people on a show. All right, so do we remember what we're doing here? I have five films. We're going to start with the first one. You must say your name and be called on to give me your answer. There's no negative points for guessing, but you only get one guess per clue. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to call out your name. Once you call out your name, you will have 5 seconds to state your film, okay?
Can I add one thing?
Yes.
Because I did tell two people this already. I think it's important to know that I picked these movies.
Oh, yes. I've asked Heather to give me some movie ideas, and she vomit-spewed two paragraphs of text to me, and I literally said, fuck it, let's use those. So,
Aces of Death. Oh, no, that's not wrong. Okay.
Yeah, good. DK and Heather have some kind of psychic link. I'm screwed on this.
Heather, we need a brain to have a psychic link, so let's move on. All right, so the first film for you guys, for 7 points. Now, remember, you can both have one guess at each clue. You must say your name and be called on. So I can, in case there's like a tie or something, and Heather will be the decision maker as to any ties if you guys call out at the same time. So for 7 points, your first film is a 1995 comedy drama.
Comedy drama.
1995 comedy drama. You have 3 seconds to say your name.
Jay.
Toy
Story.
That is incorrect. DJ, would you like to wager a guess?
Friday?
That is incorrect. For 6 points, Chris Penn is in this movie.
Ooh, I know it.
DJ.
DJ.
Rush Hour?
That is incorrect. No. Jay, would you like to wager a guess?
Jay!
Yes.
Chris Penn films. Reservoir Dogs. Wrong year, but...
Okay, for 5 points... The tagline of this movie is "Attitude is everything."
Wow,
I'm blanking on Christian.
DJ.
To Wong Fu, thanks for the memories, Julie Newmar.
You want to try that title one more time? I need a correct title.
Jay.
Isn't it To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar?
That is correct for 5 points.
And if anyone was following my Twitter the other day, I was watching it.
Wow. You pull a Tu Wong Fu. So he's talking about Roadhouse. You get Patrick Swayze in drag. What's going on here?
You could argue he's in drag in Roadhouse. So.
That is true. He's prettier in Roadhouse than he is in Tu Wong Fu.
This is true. I love that movie, though.
All right. Your second film is a 1999 horror film.
Jay.
Blair
Witch Project.
The Blair Witch Project is incorrect. DJ, you have 5 seconds.
Stir of Echoes?
No. Okay. Although Heather did suggest that one, and I did not use it. For 6 points, Nia Long is in this movie.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
Nia Long. 3 seconds.
Jay.
DJ?
Jay.
The Sixth Sense.
That's incorrect. DJ.
Stigmata?
For 6 points, it is Stigmata.
Yes! I've never heard of that film.
It's not very good. I don't even know why I thought of
I've also never even heard of Nia Long. So.
Nia Long was in Friday.
She's in Friday, ironically.
I've never seen Friday. I'm in England. We don't have that film.
You guys know. It's called Fortnite there. Oh, my God. I hope you guys heard that. This is payback for when I went on The Lamb and they played Last Lamb Standing, where you have to name all the credits of someone Jay picks, and he picked anyone who is in a film directed by the guy that directed Love Actually, and I was on with three British people, and that's fucked up.
No,
so
you're with one British person and two other people on this very show. Heather and Jason were on with you.
They were not.
They were not. It was on the show.
Yeah, we were, because we were doing the couples.
Son of a bitch. Well, Heather and I are still bitter about it. All right, we're going on to the next one.
I can tell.
Wait, let me thumb through these and find one only DJ will get.
Ah.
No.
Just use the next one now. That's what it was going to be.
Okay, here we go. For 7 points, your third film. Now, he's in at 11. He can mathematically eliminate you, so okay.
I'm aware.
For 7 points, this is a 2003 rom-com. Romance comedy.
Oh, I know which one this is.
Jay. Love Actually.
That's incorrect. DJ, you have 5 seconds.
I don't know. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, the one with the what's her face.
Oh, my God.
For 7 points, mathematically nice. Eliminating his...
Holy shit!
What a guess!
I mean, I knew it all along. I knew it all along.
DJ,
that's kind of freaky.
Being part of the lamb.
It has been a pleasure working with you, Jay. I know I'll never be invited back on the lamb ever.
3 years away for this.
Although I'm pretty sure Jay will never make us teammates on anything on the lamb now.
No, he kicks our ass. This is revenge from when we were teammates, Heather. And he put us up against the machine that destroyed us.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and let me mention there, I gave you a horror movie, a romantic comedy, and a drag movie, so there was lots of options out there.
See, that's how my brain works. It's all over the place.
Okay, now we're going to bring in the champion up till now, Chris Tansky. Are you there, my friend?
I am here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta do Jay's plugs. Jay, please, give me your plugs. No.
Fuck am I? Yeah, I'm. my site is lifeversusfilm.com. Find me on Twitter at lifeversusfilm. I also host the Lambcast, which every single person on this show has been a guest of, even though Scott was on way back in April 2010 talking about Ninja Assassin.
Wow.
How do you know that?
What the fuck?
Incredible.
Do you have a Lambapedia?
Jason Soto was also on that show along with Nick, Job, and Dylan. I've never listened to
it. Oh my God.
I've never seen Jurassic Assassin. But everyone else has been on. Lambcast, we cover everything to do with films, so listen to that. Just The Lamb in general, I'm the shepherd of that, to cover from Dylan. LargeRPGblogs.com. I hate you all.
Okay.
I love you, Jay.
And we don't need to mention Dylan. It's okay. All right. So let's bring in Chris Tansky now. Tansky, where are you?
Yes, right here.
Tank, I'm so happy to have you back. Are you ready to go up against your opponent, Mr. Soto?
I am.
How do you feel?
Nervous, because a lot to live up to.
Okay. Jason, how are you feeling?
Super serial.
You know what? I'm just happy to be here.
You know what? I like that attitude. Scott, take notes. All right, here we go.
That's fair.
That is fair. I think that's fair. Okay, here we go. Your first film, guys. Same rules apply. Your first film, for 7 points, is a 1994 action-adventure comedy. Did I lose everyone?
No.
I don't even know when I picked
it. It got so quiet, I thought we lost the internet. All right, you have 3 seconds. All right, we're moving on. For 6 points, Ming-Na Wen is in this movie.
Oh. Jason. True Lies?
That is incorrect. Tank, you have 5 seconds to wager a guess.
Mulan.
That is incorrect and possibly racist. Was she in that? That would be animated, right?
It's Mulan, and okay. Tia Carrera was in True Lies, but yeah, whatever.
Okay, here we go. So which one's more racist then? I don't know. Did he mix those up?
Or...
All right, here we go. For 5 points, the tagline is, the ultimate battle is about to begin.
Tank. Street Fighter?
It is Street Fighter for 5 points, and I'm really surprised Jason didn't get that.
We can all go home now. The war is over.
They actually called that a comedy? Wow.
It was funny.
Right?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Of course.
No, I mean, they called it a comedy. I get that it's a comedy, but they called it a comedy. That's
written
different.
By Steven Souza, who wrote Die Hard. Yes, these are facts.
Which is
Raul
like,
Julia.
I wonder if they added the comedy later. Like they're like, we better put this on here so it looks like we were going for that because we fucked up big time. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
For 7 points, your next film is a 1996 comedy crime thriller. I heard an audible gasp. It was DJ.
That was me, sorry.
Jason.
Jason.
Is it Fargo?
It is not Fargo. Take
comedy.
I'll take Boobs for 2000.
Me too.
Wrong show, Heather. Wrong show.
That's all the right. Wrong show.
Out of time. Moving
what
on.
Show I want it to be right now. I can take Boobs anytime I want.
I'm going to isolate that and use it.
Don't
all right.
Feel cosmic.
For 6 points, Terry Hatcher was in this movie.
I remember. Bank.
Terry Hatcher.
5 seconds.
Silence is very bad for a
Tank?
Podcast.
Tank.
Heavenly Creatures?
That is
no.
Incorrect. Jason, you have 5 seconds.
2 days in the Valley.
For yes. 6 points, it is 2 days in the Valley.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
Thank well you. Done.
Okay.
Ooh, Charlie Theron in that movie. Mm-hmm.
6-5. We're going into your third film. This is, for 7 points, a 2005 comedy romance. And the internet went dead again.
A comedy.
It got so silent, I thought you were all dead.
There's a romance in 2005.
Tank?
Tank.
Hitch?
For 7 points, it is Hitch.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, Tank's weird, man.
That's bonkers. You know that, right?
All right, so we have 12-6. Jason, you're still very much alive. We're going into your fourth film, which is a 2001 comedy crime romance.
So many.
So many genres.
I don't know.
Tank.
Tank.
The Mexican.
That is incorrect. No. I kind of like that guess, though. Jason, you have 5 seconds.
No idea.
Okay.
Make it 30 seconds. It doesn't matter.
For 6 points, Anne Bancroft is in this movie.
What the hell was I thinking?
I thought
that's the question.
Something we ask all the time.
That's always the question.
All right, 5 seconds.
Jason.
Jason.
Heartbreakers.
For 6 points, it is Heartbreakers, and we have a duel, you guys. All right, so.
Heather picked these movies, is
Heather,
that right?
Yes.
Heather picked these?
Yes.
That's yeah, correct. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. These are her favorite films. They're her top 15 of all time.
Heartbreakers.
And you should,
Weaver,
you should see the shit we haven't even got to yet, okay?
You don't remember Anne Bancroft.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I didn't know Anne Bancroft was in it either, but that's very interesting.
I don't,
right.
She was Sigourney's mom, wasn't she?
I don't know. That sounds probably. Weird. All right. Ooh, okay. So we have a dead tie. It's 12-12. This is your final film. It all comes down to this, guys. And I think this is I think this is a nice film for this. So here we go. For 7 points, we have a 1985 action-adventure thriller.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
85. I was 4. So, according to some people, I was watching.
Right, time is, time is up, Jason. I'm sorry. But you can chime in right after this next clue if you want. So, hands on buzzers. For 6 points, Alyssa Milano was in this movie.
Come
Tank.
On.
Who did you hear? I heard
Tank.
I heard
Tank.
Tank. Heather?
What?
I heard Tank. I didn't hear Jason. Are you fucking paying attention?
I was my when two people talk at the same time it kind of goes all weird.
All right, I'm gonna go to the group. Tank. Who did everybody hear?
I heard Tank.
I heard Tank too. I'm gonna allow Tank. Go ahead, Tank.
Commando.
It is Commando for 5 points. Jason, did you say your name?
No, I didn't. I was thinking.
So we were.
That I definitely heard Tank.
What was the guess you were gonna make on 7 points?
I'm going to say Rambo, First Blood, Part 2.
You know what? That's a good guess, but it would have been wrong. All right. Well, you guys, that was a fantastic battle, but that means Tank moves on to the finale. So, here we go. We have our top two scores. This is Tank.
Hang on. Jason's got to do his plugs.
Yeah,
oh,
Jason
yeah. I'm really bad
plugs.
At that. Jason, plug your shit, son.
All right. Well, I do a podcast called The Layer Do You Want It, which you can find at thelayerdoyouwantit.com, where I cover bad movies with my friend Nolan. I also do review board games and movies, sort of all in one thing, called Cine Gamer, and you can find that at cinegamerjason.com.
There you go. Sorry, Jason. I'm so used to doing the plugs at the end. I keep forgetting to do them when I said I was going to do them in the first place.
No, tell them what you're doing Monday.
Well, I don't want to ruin that yet.
Oh, it's a surprise?
Kinda.
Okay, then I don't know shit.
Normally she just blurts it out and ruins everything, so consider yourself lucky.
I am surprised she doesn't say, hey, you're doing...
All right. I'm very well behaved today.
You took your meds, that's why.
Oh. No, so, I have...
I need so many hugs.
You don't, okay, no, you need punches, not hugs. Fat, hard punches to the square of your nose. Okay.
Okay, I kind of like that, so stop it.
All right.
Whoa. 50 Shades of Grey, coming to theaters in February.
Tank and DJ, step to the front. Here we go. Five films to determine our champion. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to pick these randomly, okay?
Okay.
For 7 points, our first film is a 1989 comedy drama romance.
Jeez.
Comedy drama romance.
Tank.
Tank.
Fabulous Baker Boys.
That is incorrect. Remember, Heather picked these.
Oh.
No.
She hates Beau Bridges.
She cannot stand
I happen to
him.
Like Beau Bridges. You're wrong.
It's like a 20-year beef with those two. All right, you're out of time. We're moving on to the next clue. For 6 points, Harry Dean Stanton is in this movie.
Yeah.
That will not narrow it down.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, he's been in a few.
Leap? I don't...
5 seconds.
Tank.
Tank.
Dream a Little Dream?
For 6 points, it is Dream a Little Dream.
Holy shit, I don't even remember putting that on there.
You don't remember doing half the shit you do.
I literally just watched that this week.
I've still never heard
said
of it.
No one but Tank.
You're okay for not seeing it, Jay. Don't worry.
Come on, Corey does an amazing Michael Jackson impression.
Oh my god, it's so sad.
I looked up Nia Long. The only Nia Long film I've ever seen is Keanu.
So you've seen a film with her in it, and you're still, yeah, you're still hung up on Nia Long?
Love Jones? Alfie? I think she's in Alf. No, she's in the other one. The other
Boiler Room?
I've seen the first one.
Boiler Room, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boiler Room.
That's been a while, actually. I didn't...
Scott, your thoughts on Boiler Room?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
That's right. She rips off her wig and then her fake nails. Oh, it's great. She throws them at him.
Yeah, she's in the Jude Law remake of Alfie. Jude Law gets her pregnant. She was dating Omar Epps.
I saw the Michael Caine Alfie, and then I was like, okay.
Omar Epps is delicious. I'm hungry now.
I feel like I sidetracked the show a bit, Kai. I'm sorry.
I'm just waiting for the class to settle down. Scott. What are your thoughts on
Still
Boiler
Here, buddy. Still
what,
here.
What are your thoughts on Boiler Room?
Love Boiler Room.
Okay, see, Scott just gets it.
Yep.
Gets it.
Here we go. All right, so Tank, you have a 6-point lead. We're going into your second film. This is a 1992 comedy crime drama. I need my timer. Where'd it go?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
DJ. Copland?
No. Very good movie, though. You have 5 seconds to retaliate.
Tank. Or just say it. Let's do Cool World.
No, but that's... I think Heather suggested that one. That's totally in her atmosphere, so that's a good guess.
Yeah, that was on my list for sure.
Okay, for 6 points, this might be a hands-on buzzer situation... Dan Aykroyd is in this movie.
Tank. Celtic Pride?
No.
Is it Celtic or Celtic? Just kidding. DJ, you have 5 seconds.
Great guess, though. Great
Dan
guess.
Dan Aykroyd, comedy crime job. The DJ.
The DJ is not correct.
No.
I haven't even seen... Jay, do they have the DJ in England? Have you seen that one?
No. Is it Dragnet?
Is it what?
Dragnet?
No.
I just watched Dragnet.
Heather!
Nia Long's in it. No.
No, she's not.
Yes, Tybee Parker.
Well, apparently, since he guessed Dragnet, he needs to hear the one thing you know about the game, so why don't we give that little rule that you fuck up every time right now?
Okay, because I don't know how the game works. So, at this point, when you hear an actor's name, they are not a lead actor, even if they're a big actor. It could be an ensemble cast or a supporting role.
Thank you.
Don't forget.
That was fantastic, Heather.
I get cookies.
No, she says it every week. She just says it differently, so it sounds new every
week. I think I know what it is. Can I get the points if I know what it is right now, or have to wait for it?
Yeah, same here.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say the clue, and then you can chime in as fast as you want, okay?
Okay.
For 5 points, to trust can be murder.
Tank.
DJ.
Tank.
Sneakers.
It is sneakers for 5 points.
Too many secrets.
Now, that is the second time that somebody has known it on the prior clue, and Tank has still beat them by yelling his name faster.
It's a short name.
That's a short. It is.
I have two syllables.
Yeah, he's like he's not playing Kai.
Yeah.
Kai psyched DJ out by saying the DJ instead of DJ.
How did a whole syllable DJ?
I fucked with his brain.
That's his middle name and his junior.
Okay.
Third.
So Tank is up 11-0.
Doobly zoo.
Your third film is for 7 points, a 1997 comedy family sci-fi.
DJ.
DJ.
Lost in Space.
That is incorrect, but an excellent guess. Tank, you have 5 seconds.
Zoobly-zoo, magical wonders waiting for you.
Okay, you have 5 seconds now because she shut up. All right, time is up. For 6 points, Christopher McDonald is in this movie. That would be Shooter from Happy Gilmore.
Is it Happy Gilmore?
That is incorrect.
There are some sci-fi elements to that movie. There are some sci-fi elements to that movie.
5 seconds.
Tails Navy.
DJ.
That's incorrect.
DJ. Flubber.
For 6 points, it is Flubber.
Nice.
That's awesome. I've never seen it.
Then why did you pick it?
I don't know.
And why is it in your top 15 films of all time?
Because I like to mess with everybody.
God.
I'm an agent of chaos.
I don't want to say you're being a dumb bitch right now, but you're kind
I'll slap you. But you're afraid to fly.
Heather, I love you. I love you, Heather. Heather.
What Kai?
I love you. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, we'll see. Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep. Right. Go then. Go.
I'll go when you're done. When you're done, I'll go.
I'll go. I'm gone.
You okay, be gone.
Totally gone. I'm so gone that I'm not here.
People are going to download this and go, what the fuck? Seriously,
I think they don't do that anyway.
Well, at least there's like a narrative. This is like jumbled people yelling at each other. Okay, here we go. It is 11-6. Your fourth film for 7 points is a 2010 action thriller.
I put a newer movie in there.
Action thriller?
Mm-hmm. You have 3 seconds.
DJ.
DJ.
Inception.
That is incorrect, but an excellent guess.
Tank. Edge of Darkness.
No. I think the years are wrong on that one. But that was a... Oh, Edge of Darkness. With Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good guess. No, that's incorrect. Here we go. For 6 points, Rosario Dawson is in this movie.
DJ.
DJ.
Unstoppable.
For 6 points, it is Unstoppable.
And you know what? I fucking hate this movie because the train stops.
Yeah, it's a lie. This film was a lie.
It's bullshit. You're right.
I had to work this one in because on our next episode, we're actually going to do the Milfy Awards, and we give out a yearly Unstoppable Award because Unstoppable had us so intense because the whole movie is about stopping the fucking train that it was the dumbest title ever. So I wanted to throw it in on this one. And it was perfect timing because now it's 12-11 and we're on our final film, which means whoever gets this is going to be our champion.
Not Snowpiercer, mind you. Unstoppable. That's where we win, folks.
That's correct. Because Heather
What if Tank
movies.
Gets it on one?
It's possible. All right. Oh, I have a tiebreaker for that. But I don't think it's going to come to that. So
I'd love it if it did.
Heather,
let's do it, DJ.
I have four films. Heather, I have four
We're
going
to have this go to tiebreaker on purpose. Let's go.
What is the type? Like, what
this
do we have
is
to
a
do?
Fucking tiebreaker. You guys are basically tied.
We're going to fight literally to the death. Let's go. Let's do it.
How about this? The tiebreaker will be that other game that nobody understood, so you don't want to
oh,
do
no,
that.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to throw the match right here.
Okay, so here we go. Heather, I got four films left. Please pick a number between 1 and 4.
5.
Jesus Christ. I think she thinks she's right.
Two.
too. Okay. Here it is for the championship. This is a 2002 comedy drama romance.
Jesus, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. They're Heathers.
DJ.
DJ.
Not a boy?
That's incorrect. Tank, you have 5 seconds.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
No. For 6 points, Jeremy Davies is in this movie.
I still don't know what it is.
He's a skinny little dude. You picked the movies.
I know, but you asked me to do it. I did it quickly.
3 seconds.
DJ.
DJ.
The secretary?
I have to go to the judges on this one.
Whatever the fuck it's the James Spader secretary.
Secretary?
Yeah.
That's 6 points, yeah. Bringing you to a grand total of 18 and making you our new champion.
Yes!
The film is Secretary.
Thank you, James Spader. Thank you.
thank him a lot because I put that one on because I watched it last week or the week before and I was all woohoo.
Thank you, marginally attractive, but sometimes Maggie Gyllenhaal. Thank you.
Wow, that went deep. That felt like there's some background there. I just want to say real quick, I was rooting for Scott because the postage on the prize would have been a lot cheaper, but I guess Florida's not that bad, and I'll figure it out.
Is that when you gave me the harder questions?
Oh, yeah, you weren't winning this shit. It was rigged.
That would have been
a way of mailing it to England.
Well, you don't know what the goodies were, right? It was probably like a pack of gum, like really light stuff.
It's not going to be much better than that, so don't go getting your hopes up.
Fresh fruits, stuff you can't share.
Okay, so, Tank, our fantastic longtime friend, please tell anyone everything you want to say before we let you go. I'm sorry. Good job coming in second. You're always great at this game. It just happens sometimes. But tell anybody whatever you want to say right now.
If you guys like horror movies or pop culture, you can get some amazing shirts at www.fright-rags.com. And then someday soon, who knows when, but Fogues and I do the Title Pending Movie Podcast. Catch our classic episodes, I guess we'll call them for now, but too busy to do new episodes, but maybe someday soon.
Okay, and I would like to mention for our friends that listen, we have a FML movie league that Tank started, and if you want to join us and you have my information, message me. To you people that don't know me, I don't really care. All right, so DJ,
don't join the league. Enough people are beating me as it is.
Try to remember to get your picks in.
Yes.
Congratulations! You've won basically nothing.
I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank Pookie, Ray Ray, Jim Bob. I'd like to thank my dog Thor. I'd like to thank
you know Ray Ray.
I know. Oh, Ray Ray is my boy.
I've known Ray Ray all forever.
I want to see Pookie and Jim Bob hanging out together.
And Jim Bob, they always bond on Johnny Cash. That's they hate everything else about each
that's
other,
their
but they
middle
love
ground.
Their middle ground.
All right, please plug all the stuff you're doing, because you're doing fun stuff, too. Please do that for me.
I'm one of the three hosts of the Simplistic Reviews podcast that Heather has been on, but not been on, but has been on. We do stuff. We're kind of like the MILFcast, where we just take movies and we make fun of them, and television as well. And I'm joined by Matthew Stewart, Justin Palizzi, a robot announcer named Julie, and sometimes a guest. Maybe Jake Lewitt has been on there many times
before. I have.
Yelled at me, and Heather has been on there, and something happened bad, so we're going to try having her on there again, and maybe we'll go to air. Right now we have our Suicide Squad extended cut commentary out,
if you like. You fools.
And we also have our Silent Night, Deadly Night commentary out, which is, ooh, if you ooh like movies, and we also have our best and worst movies of 2016. We're on an extended Christmas break. We should be back on the 29th to make fun of the new world under Donald Trump. So, yes.
Okay. Well, congratulations, DJ. I will be putting a box in the mail for you. Message me privately after the show. Give me your information. I'll send it out sometime in the next week, okay? Congratulations.
There's no powder in it, because then I'll be on a terrorist watch list. Thank you.
Okay. I'll make sure. A pound of flour. Okay.
No, please, God.
Newer.
All right, so everybody, check out everything DJ just said. Check out the Lambcast. Go to Fright Rags. Go on YouTube. Check out Cinegamer. And please go buy Gnarly. It's a fantastic album. Heather, what do you and I want to plug?
You should follow our Instagram because it's sweet. And our Facebook because it's sweet. And Twitter.
What's our Twitter like?
Sweet.
That's so
sweet. It's salty.
Sweet. It's all right.
Salty.
Really bitter aftertaste. It's
it's Twitter, so it tastes like asshole.
I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty fucking bitter is what it's getting.
Really fucking bitter, yes. And probably for the next 4 years. Anyway, if you want to see us on there, you can find us at Heather_Kenobi. And what's mine? At Kiderman?
That's good.
Are you asking or telling?
I'm trying to determine. I want to plug my Twitter. I've been trying to actively be more active on Twitter. And the other day I went to see when my last tweet was, and it was 10 days ago. And I said, shit, I'm telling everyone I'm active on Twitter. And I took a 10-day hiatus from that shit. I need to start tweeting more. So I'm going to go do that as soon as I'm out of here. But that brings us to the end of the show. I could do this all day, but there's beers to be drank, movies to be seen. I'm going to go do that. So we'll see you guys next time. Heather, say some shit.
I made it funny, and this whole entire episode was poop-themed, and you guys didn't know it.
It was poop-themed?
Yeah.
I knew this episode was shit.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Heather.
Is that why you mentioned Tu Wong Fu? Thanks for the whatever the hell, blah, whatever the fuck.
Nah, she just says words.
Whatever the fuck.
I sent you a picture that started the show, and then I'm drinking my special coffee mug that's a part of the show, and then I just wanted there to be poop involved for you guys.
It's like her sex life.
As always.
I haven't told you anything about my number twos for a while, so I figured you should be updated.
You texted me a picture of poopery right before the show. Literally right before the show.
Poopery today at Big Lots.
I think people still think it's a bit. It's not a bit anymore. It's real.
We have it in the Fright Rags bathroom.
Do you really?
Yeah.
God, that sounds like a fun place to work.
I know.
Yeah, great shirts, and we got poopery.
Yeah, the trick is you got to spray it in the water before you go.
Oh,
people seem to think
it traps.
You got to do it in air.
You thought it through.
Yeah. I've seen the commercial. There's a nice animation on the commercial of how the science works.
Hey, we gotta let Jay know.
What are you talking about?
They don't have that in England.
I just think you're mispronouncing poopery.
They don't have knee along or poopery.
If you're in public and you are in a bathroom and you need to drop a stinky deuce, but you don't want anybody to smell it because it's embarrassing. You want to spray the toilet with the poopery first so it smells lovely when you drop your deuce.
It creates this
layer. Do
you guys
not have air fresheners?
Yeah,
I don't think that works. I think that just kind of like absorbs the stench.
Oh, what smells like citrus and shit in here?
Stinky.
When you smell the poopery, though, people know that you poop. So it smells good, but people still know.
That's not true because the poopery, like when you spray air freshener, it smells like citrus or Hawaiian Islands and shit. As opposed to the potpourri, which just smells like poopery.
Right. Shitty Hawaiian island.
It masks the poop smell really well.
Yeah, I'm just going to tag this whole conversation on the end of the show.
Other air fresheners are available.
Okay, well then, Kai, I would like, if you're going to say thank you to Katie Coons, who listens to our show all the time, and she gave me the poopery.
I'm going to cut it off right before you say her name.
This has been A Moment with Heather.